Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Heart of Ash by Kim Liggett, narrated by Chloe Cannon. For Maddie and Rom, it ended with forever. 1. Standing over the dried-up bed of Kivira grass, I pricked the tip of my finger. Blood rushed to the surface, as if aching for escape. Dripping onto the neglected soil, I watched the dark green color creep up every blade, making it lush again, making it new. How I longed to be a blade of that grass. But I would never change, never die, because I was immortal. Lying down, feeling the crush of the blades against my back, I couldn't help but think of my mother. This 12-by-12-foot raised bed of sod in my mother's studio was always her favorite part of the house. She grew it herself from seeds that came from Kivira, Kansas, the cult where she grew up. It was lush and strong now, but it would be dried up, dead as a doornail, by tomorrow evening. All it took was one drop of my blood to make it come to life, to pretend I was still there, at the edge of the corn, listening to the stalks hulk and sway like a churning sea. If I closed my eyes, I swore I could still feel my 500-year-old ancestor cutting into me, claiming me as a vessel for her soul, her memories unfolding in my bloodstream like a poem of heartbreak, betrayal, and revenge. Normally, I wouldn't let myself delve into this kind of madness, but this was a day for remembering.